You're listening to the VA Claims Authority. I'm Gary, Air Force veteran, VA disability claims strategist, and the guy who got denied, fought back, and won. I'm here to make sure the VA doesn't leave you behind. Whether you're filing your first claim or fighting your fifth appeal, this is your briefing. Let's get into it. Hook, a denial isn't forever. One overlooked document, a signed nexus, a late treatment record, or a dated work restriction can pull your case back onto the table and change everything. Here's what you'll get in the next 10 minutes. A plain language definition of new and material. The three evidence buckets that actually reopen decisions. The exact forms to file. And a one paragraph cover letter you can use today. Plus a credibility checklist so the VA can't shrug off your evidence. Section 1. Define new and material. Let's strip the legal language and say it straight. New means the VA did not have the document or evidence when it made the original decision. If it was available then, it's not new. Material means that the evidence could have reasonably changed the outcome. Not a small detail, but something that creates a plausible chance the decision would have been different. Example. A short note from a doctor saying, service connection likely, without linking the condition to service is not usually material. But a dated, signed medical opinion that connects your condition to an in-service event or shows continuity of symptoms, that can be material. A few quick red lines to remember. The evidence must be new to the record, and it must be more than marginal. It has to create a plausible connection the board or RO didn't already consider. If the decision letter mentions the same evidence and rejects it for credibility or vagueness, submitting an identical unsigned note won't help. You need something that adds real weight. Section 2, the three evidence buckets that actually reopen claims. First, targeted medical nexus opinions. This is the single most powerful piece. You don't need a novel legal brief. You need a short signed statement from a qualified provider that says, in plain terms, how your current diagnosis is at least as likely as not related to your military service or to a service-connected condition. Example language. It is at least as likely as not that the veteran's chronic shoulder pain is related to the in-service injury on the 5th of October, 2009. Signed, dated, and with the provider's credentials. Second bucket. Previously unavailable service or medical records. These are records the VA literally didn't have access to. Late submitted service treatment records, VA hospital notes not in the file, or civilian hospital bills and treatment notes with clear dates. If the record predates the decision and wasn't accessible, it can be new and might be material if it fills a gap in the VA's reasoning. Third bucket, employment and functional evidence. Employer notes, HR actions, work restrictions, or objective work limitations, especially when dated close to the decision, can show the practical impact of your condition and push materiality. Think a dated note from a supervisor documenting reduced duties or a workers' comp decision that links your condition to work.